And turn to a familiar passage. I invite you to turn to the 3rd chapter of John. I want to read John 3:16 today. This is Valentine's Day. And I thought all week I was going to read something else. And the Lord began to deal with my heart about this passage in this text. Because as we think about this day, I guess the theme that's on a lot of people's minds today is love. And as I thought yesterday a little while, I thought about what the world sees as the greatest love stories ever told. So I did a little research online. And of course, number one on most of their lists was the story of Romeo and Juliet. And then, of course, they spoke of Mark Antony and Cleopatra. And their list went on and on and on. But of all of the list of the greatest love stories ever told, John 3:16 wasn't on any of their lists. But to me, that is the greatest love story to ever be told. So I want to think about it again for just a little while today and share with you a few thoughts on the greatest love story ever told. Let's read it. I know it is familiar to us all. And no doubt we can all probably say it by heart. But let's look at it afresh in our thinking today. In John chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is rightly been called the greatest verse in the entire Bible, because in those 25 words he is often described as the gospel in a nutshell. It is a complete survey and declaration of God's provision and plan for the salvation of man. If you read that verse carefully, you can't help but be struck by the simplicity and the clarity of what the verse says. It is so simple and yet so true. It is so familiar to us all that we might be tempted today to say that we have heard it so much. What is there else that we can hear or say about it? And no doubt it is one of the most familiar and most preached about text in all the Bible. But yet no verse says as much as what John 3:16 says to our hearts and our lives today. As I said, it is the greatest love story ever told. And I want us to think about it for just a few moments. First of all, because it is telling us of the greatest love that a person can know. That's one reason that it is the greatest love story that's ever been told. Because it tells us of the greatest love that a person can know. The very heart of the Christian message, someone said, is summed up in these two simple statements: that God is love, and that God loves you and me. And that is it today. That God is love, and God loves you and me. And I'm so thankful that He does today. Do you realize today that there are so many people in this world that longs just to be loved? There are many children today that are longing for somebody just to love them. There are multitudes of children waiting for adoption. Just they'd love to have a mom or a dad that would just love them. There are elderly people that have families that never call them, that never come to see them, and they long for somebody to show them care and to show them a little bit of love. There are people that long today just to be loved, just to be cared for. You and I today that have people that love us, that have people that care about us. It is something special to our hearts that we ought to treasure today. But do you realize today that this verse, John 3:16, is a verse that says that there is not a single individual on the face of this planet, but yet they are loved by God. That there is not an individual, but yet God loves them and God cares about them. Thank God today. I'm glad that He loves us. Oh, with such a love. I'm glad that God loves you no matter who you are and no matter what your background is. There are those today that, like you and I, for the most part, have been raised in church probably all our lives. Thank God that He loves us. But you realize that He loves the drunkard out on the street as well. I'm glad that He loves the drug addict. I'm glad that He loves each and every one today. There's not a single individual, but God loves us with such a love today. I'm talking about a great love. A great love. Ephesians 2:4-5 says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved." I'm glad that He loved me with such a great love. Oh, listen today. He loved you and I with such a great love. Such a great love. Sometimes we think we deserve such love. Sometimes we get the idea that we deserved and merited that love of God. I want to tell you, I deserved hell. I deserved to be punished for my sins. I deserved, as Brother Stanley used to always say, I deserved to be in hell, my back broke. But I want to tell you, He loved me with such an amazing love. He did love me with such a great love. Oh, I thank God that He did. I didn't deserve such forgiveness. I didn't deserve such cleansing. But thank God He loved me with such a great love. And it is an infinite love, an infinite love. It was the great man, Frederick Lehman, that wrote those words. I believe Brother David's family often sings that song. And he wrote the words that says, "The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk of grass a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forever endure, the saints and angels' song. I want to tell you what infinite love. What infinite love that God would love us in such a way. Oh, I thank God that He loved me. I'm just trying to remind you how much God loved you today. I'm just trying to remind you how God loves us with such an amazing and unchanging love today. Oh, listen. There's a lot of people's love changes toward others. There are those whose love is fickle. They may love you today, and by some reason it may change tomorrow. But aren't you glad God's love never changes? Aren't you glad God's love doesn't change or vary? I've heard of people that all of a sudden they'll look at somebody and say, I don't love you anymore. Don't love you anymore. Aren't you glad God never says that? Aren't you glad God never looks at us and says, I don't care for you anymore. Don't love you anymore. I'm glad His love is an unchanging, unchanging love. Oh, how faithful is the love of God toward you and I. I want to tell you, it's the greatest love story ever told, because it is about the greatest love a person can know. What amazing love. What amazing love. But secondly, it's the greatest love story ever told, because it's about the greatest gift a person can ever receive. It tells us in the verse, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. I've been given some great gifts in my life. I've been given some gifts, and whenever they were given to me, man, I was just amazed that somebody loved me that much to give me that gift. But I've never been given a gift just like this. I want to tell you, this is the greatest gift ever been given to anybody, is that God loved us enough that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave His only begotten Son. Do you realize on Valentine's Day, that it is an $18 billion holiday, as gifts are given, cards and chocolates and jewelry and flowers are given. $18 billion worth of gifts are given on Valentine's Day. But I want to tell you, that don't even come close to measuring up to what God has given to you and I. That God loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son. That He was willing to send His Son to this world to be our Savior. To die on the cross for our sins. How do you know when somebody loves you? How do you really know? People can say it with words. And that is good. That's good we say it. But how do you really know it? It's when they show it. It's when they express it with actions. And that's what God did. God could have just said to this world, I love you. But God gave us His Son. God gave it in a visible expression. I want to tell you, God gave His Son. Luke 19:10 says, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Do you realize a love song can stir your emotions a little bit? The love story in a movie can excite your thoughts and feelings for a little while. But if you really want to see true love, look at the cross of Calvary. Look at what Jesus did there on the cross. I want to tell you, that's something that'll last in your heart. It won't just stir your feelings for a little while. It's what'll work in your heart. And it's what'll satisfy your life and your heart. I can see evidence of His love in creation and in life itself. I can see His love in what He gives and does and things. I can see His love in giving me things, food to eat, and clothes to wear, things such as that. But I want to tell you, the greatest expression of His love is when He gave His Son on the cross of Calvary. When He gave His Son to die for you and me, that is the greatest expression of His love. I heard this story one time, read it, I think it was maybe, about a woman, and I may have shared this, about a woman with the Salvation Army. She was working one day out, and she came across a lady that was homeless, and she wanted to try to help this lady. And she told the lady that she loved her. And the lady just kindly ignored her and going on her way. The lady from the Salvation Army then stopped and put her arm around her and reached down and kissed her on the cheek and told her again, "I love you." And the homeless lady began to break down and weep and cry. And she realized that the woman really did love her. And she was able to witness to her. And the lady got saved. She said, "Preacher, what was all of that?" The cross of Calvary was God putting His arm around us and kissing us on the cheek and saying, "I love you. I love you." I want to tell you, that's how much God loves you and I. It is Him putting His arm around a lost and a dying world and saying, "I love you. I love you." Oh, I thank God that He loved us that much. But it was not only God doing that, but it was the Son giving His life. The Father gave the Son, but the Son gave His life. He gave His life for you and I. I want to tell you, that is the sacrifice that He made. Jesus made the statement. He said, "No man taketh it from me," talking about His life. But He said, "I lay it down of myself." He gave His life. Isaiah, in prophesying of the death of Christ, says, "I gave my back to the spiders and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting." I want to tell you, when you stop and realize what Jesus went through on the cross of Calvary, that you and I might have salvation. I want to tell you, I stop and say, what amazing love. What amazing love. That He gave His back to the smiting. They spit upon His face. They smote Him. They plucked the beard out of His face. Those Roman soldiers would take their fist and hit the face of the Son of God. And they nailed him to a cross. There he suffered and died for you and me. For our sins on the cross. Why would he do such? Because he loved you. And he loved me. I want to tell you, there may be a lot of love stories this world can tell. That's the greatest to me. That's the greatest to me. That he loved me so much. He loved me so much. Does that move your heart? Oh, that does mine. That does mine. I don't ever want to get over that. I don't ever want to get over the fact that he loved me that much. I don't ever want to get to the point that the cross of Calvary doesn't touch my heart and doesn't move my soul to love him more and more for what he's done for me. It is the greatest love a person can know. It is the greatest gift a person can receive. But lastly, and I'm finishing, it is the greatest choice that a person can make. Because he finishes and he says in this verse, he says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When a gift is offered, you see, we have to choose whether to accept it or not. When somebody offers you a gift, you can choose to receive it or reject it. And that's how it is with the gift of salvation. It tells me the respect that God has for us. And by that I mean that God respects our free will. That God in his sovereign plan gives us a freedom to choose whether we accept it or reject it. He gives us the right to choose to accept salvation or not. He says that whosoever believeth, the choice is up to us whether we accept salvation or reject it. God does not destine some to go to heaven and some to go to hell. But God has made it a whosoever will. God has designed it that salvation is available to all, and that whosoever will believe can be saved. What is it that you have to believe? For one thing, you've got to believe that you're a sinner in need of salvation. And then you've got to believe that Jesus is the only way to be saved. And then you've got to believe that if you ask him, that he'll save you. And then if you believe that and ask him, he will save you by his grace. Whosoever will. I'm glad it wasn't set up for the rich and the famous. I'm glad it wasn't designed for the Jews only. But I'm glad God made it for whosoever will. If he wouldn't have done that, I might have missed out. But it's for whosoever will. Thank God. Thank God. Whosoever. That means you. And that means me. That's the greatest love story of all. There may be. And really, I guess there are in history some great love stories that can be told. But this is the greatest one. That God loved us so much that He sent His Son to die for our sins. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That tells me that if you are here today and you don't know Jesus, that if you'll believe and you'll ask Him, that He'll save you. That you could walk in these doors today, lost without Him. But you could walk out of them, saved by the grace of God, if you'll trust Him as your Savior. I'm glad today He loves you. He loves me. This I know. Because the Bible tells me so. There's a lot of things I don't know. There's a lot of things I'll never know. I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of things I don't really care to know. But that's one thing I'm glad I know. That Jesus loves me. That Jesus loves me. Do you know that is a reality to your heart? Can you say today, preacher, I know it, not just here, but I know it in my heart because He's my Savior. He's my Savior. I'd like for Him to come play something on the piano and the organ today. There may be one today that you don't know that. That you don't know that. But you can today. And I'd like to invite you to know it. I'd like to invite you to come to an altar and bow and ask Jesus to come into your heart. What greater day than today than to meet the love of your life. Valentine's Day. To meet the greatest love that's ever known. The love of Jesus. Could we stand to our feet? With every head bowed and every eye closed. And while they play, if there's a need in your heart of Jesus, why not come? Why not accept Him today?